Good morning. This is Pastor Bill. It's September 18th, and I'm bringing you news and focus from radio.foxnews.com. This was posted September 17th. A Florida family is facing fines for hosting a weekly Bible study in their house, in their home. An act that city officials argue violates zoning codes. Shane and Marlon Rosiger of Venice, Florida, are facing $250 per day fine for hosting Friday night prayer and Bible study gatherings that are attended by as many as 10 people. It's difficult to understand how it is illegal to have prayer meetings on Friday night with a half dozen people, but it is all right if I invited the same group on Monday evening to watch Monday night football, Rosiger said. The Rosigers are also facing a fine for putting a small sign in the front yard that reads, "Need prayer? 941-484-4915. So it has their phone number. And a request for prayer request. It's a weekly Bible study, said Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute. It's the same kind of Bible study that occurs in households across America. The Pacific Justice Institute is representing the Rosigers as they fight back against the city's attacks. Dacus said that they are hearing a number of assaults on home Bible studies across the nation. They're having a specific problem with this family solely because they are having family and friends over to read the Bible and pray, he told Fox News. That may be fine in some tyrannical parts of the world. That is not okay in the USA. Pam Johnson, a spokesman for the city of Venice, sent a statement to Fox News defending their actions and noting the cases against the Rosigers have been continued. The Code Enforcement Board has continued both cases. Although Mr. Rosiger was found guilty a few months ago of zoning violation as it relates to land use, Johnson said, it has not been determined at this time if the use violation has been abated. No determination of guilt has been made for the sign issue because the case is continued. In other words, the city is saying, hey, look, they're not guilty of anything. Nothing's been done. The case is happening right now. Johnson confirmed that the two cases involve a code infraction regarding the use of the sign and a zoning infraction regarding the use of their home as a house of worship. The Rosigers run a small ministry called In Him Healing Touch Ministries. DACA said, like many small ministries, they receive mail at their home instead of renting out a post office box. He believed the city used that to build a case against the family. DACA said that the issue has since been remedied. We will not stand idly by while local governments run over families for these types of religious gatherings in the privacy of their own homes, he said. If cities want to fine people and drag them to court or before tribunals for having prayer meetings, we'll be waiting for them. Okay. Well, what do we say about this? All right. I have a couple things I'd like to say quickly. This won't take long. We did a recording a few months ago on a family, on a man who's going to jail because he got a permit to build a particular type of building in his backyard. It was not a house of worship. It was meant to be for storage, I believe. A game room, I think, is what it was zoned as, or what the permit said. And it was fixed up like a beautiful sanctuary. It was obviously misleading. Moreover, not only did he violate the permit issue, but he also violated a clear-cut city code that gave a reference of 8 or more people meeting for a specific issue. Now, I sided with the idea that he should probably either vote to get the rule changed or move. Now, you can put people in places of leadership. You can elect them to be put in places of leadership, even at the municipal level. And it seems like maybe we should be giving special attention to these small elections. I've determined that I'm going to find something small to run for, even if it's a school board, because these things matter. We're in America, folks. If you know that you're breaking a rule, I don't care how unfair the rule seems. Do the American thing. And vote the bum out of office that decided that should be a rule. Vote the council out that said it should be a rule. Meet in a family's home that is somewhere else in the city where the code is not in effect. If you know that there's nothing on the books that says that there are no Monday night football viewings in a particular neighborhood or in a particular city even, and yet you want it to be changed because you want to invite Harry and Mo and Curly and Joe and Curly Joe and Shemp and Laurel and Hardy and Bud and Lou over, well, then you need to vote to make that change. But you don't ignore mandates. The Bible says in Titus chapter 3 and verse number 1, obey every ordinance of man. Now, look, I want to say this again. I don't care if you think it is un-American to not be allowed to have prayer in your house. Fine. Vote someone else in office and continue to pray for your leaders that they'll overturn an unconstitutional rule. And if you want to take the chance, you feel led of God in your disposition to have a prayer meeting in your house when you know that if it's anyone besides your family, you're going to be seen as breaking a no house of worship because there are people who are antagonistic against you. If there's an existing rule and you're breaking the rule, then it seems to me you should be willing to pay the $250 per day fine. I'm sorry if the listener doesn't like that. I'm sure there are many different perspectives. But look, friends, if we don't become people that are interested in obeying the rules, then how are we going to ever encourage people to do things the American way? And the American way is redress. Hey, if it's a judge that decided that it should be this way, get someone in office who will appoint a judge who didn't just come off the last turnip truck. Let's do this the right way, folks. Let's be Christians who follow rules. And if you are being told, hey, you shouldn't pray, well, then of course you tell them to take a flying leap. But if you're having families over in an unzoned area, and you could easily do it in another person's home, well, then go and do it in another person's home while waiting the code to be changed. If, however, this is your church, and you're willing to sit around your coffee table, and you're the pastor, or this is the only place your church can meet, and you are commanded in Scripture to meet with one another, and there are absolutely no other ways, and your church is not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, then they are breaking God's rule, and you tell the government to go diving without a snorkel. Okay? It's just that simple. But the fact is, when we sit back and wonder, is government disobeying God or am I looking for a fight? That is not so simple. When we know that God has given us a mandate and we have no way to follow such a mandate within our present circumstance because government is in the way, then Acts 5:29 comes into play and we say we'd rather obey God than man. So what am I saying about these folks? I don't think I know enough about the situation to say Rozinger family's right or wrong. I don't think I can. Rozinger family. So I am just trying to say, let's think through this. Todd Starnes wrote us an article, and we're going to think through it. Put your comments. The fact is, when we know that half of Bible-believing Christians have not voted in elections past, we should not sit around and say that it's the unsaved government's fault. No, it is an apathetic, indifferent Christian world of the U.S. of A. that decides that they're not going to take part, that allows people to make ridiculously stupid rules like no house of worship meeting here, and it's a house of worship if you have eight or more people praying around a coffee table. Hey, do the right thing. Put people in office. Run for office yourself. Don't sit around and click your tongue, pick your fingernails, and talk about how lousy the world is, and thank God it's the last days, and boy, God's going to scorch the earth. God might just judge you for being a ridiculously lazy, unworthy, unprofitable servant. You sit back and you're a poor steward of the freedom God gives you. You won't vote. You won't run for office. You won't do anything but sit around the table and tell your kids how bad it is. Shame on you. You disgust me. So, do the right thing, dear friend, and love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbors, yourself. Run for office. Vote. Allow people to hear you. Ring your senators' bells. Ring your representatives' bells, state level, federal level. Visit their offices. Let them know that they don't get your vote just for breathing in and breathing out. I pray that you'll take this to heart and that we'll see a change in November. Please post your comments directly to this recording.